you please turn your Bible with me to Psalm 16?
我们一起来翻开诗篇第十六篇。
Psalm 16, a miktam of David. Preserve me, O Lord, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones. In whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me.In the night seasons, I have set the Lord always before me, because He is my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life.In your presence is a fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
诗篇十六篇大卫的经诗，神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。我的心呢、啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。以别神代替耶和华的。他们的愁苦必加增，他们所浇奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守。用绳量给我的地界坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手有永远的福乐。
Then turn to a New Testament, Romans chapter 5.Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5.
我们一起来翻到罗马书第五章三到五节。
And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces preservation, perseverance, and the perseverance character, and the character hope.Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
罗马书三章五章三到五节，不单如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
That's the word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this morning you get us together before your mercy seat.
主，我们今天早上在你的宝座面前向你献上感谢。
Lord, we understand this all by your grace, not by our own might or force.
我们知道说不是凭着我们的自己的力量和能力，乃是因着你的恩典和怜悯。
Lord, we pray that your word today can find the rest place.In your children's hearts.
主，我们祷告说，让你的话语在我们的里，在你的儿女当中找到安息。
Like in the that day, you found the place called Bethany in Martha, Mary, and Lazarus' house.
就像那一天在伯大尼，在马大、玛利亚和拉撒路的家中。
Lord, we thank you for this time. And hear our prayer in Jesus' name we pray.
请你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Couple weeks ago, I think we shared about how David was a man of a prayer and he had contributed large numbers of his prayers to the book of Psalms in the Old Testament.
几个星期之前我们分享到大卫是一个祷告的人，这个很多的诗篇都是由他写的。
About 70 out of 150 Psalms are signed by David.
差不多在150首诗篇里面有70首是他所写的。
For nearly half of the book of Psalms.
差不多是诗篇的一半。
It tells us that if we want to understand David's life, we got to read David's Psalms.
也就是说，如果我们想要理解大卫的一生，我们需要来读诗篇。
Well, I know there are so many good psalms that David had for us in the book of Psalms.
我知道说大卫写了很多的非常好的诗篇。
And for the most of the young people and even the parents here, your favorite one could be Psalm 23, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
但是这里的年轻人甚至年轻人的父母，我们最喜欢的应该是诗篇23篇，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
But Psalm 16 we just read through is different.
但是诗篇16篇不太一样。
It was one of David's prayer of crying out to God.
是大卫向神呼求的一个诗篇。
You know, today, many God's children, including myself, want so much to learn how to pray.
今天我们很多神的儿女，包括我自己，想要学习如何来祷告。
We truly want to learn the fellowship between man and God.
我们的确是想要来学习人和神之间怎么样来有交通。
But one thing I have learned from my Bible readings is that the word pray or prayer in the Old Testament has nothing to do with to speak, to talk.
但是在我所读的圣经里面，我所学到的这个祷告在旧约里面不是指到讲话。
Literally, the word prayer or pray means crying out to God.
直译来说，这个祷告的意思就是跟神来哭求。
Abraham used to cry out to God.
亚伯拉罕是常常跟神来哭求。
Moses cried out to God.
摩西向神来哭求。
And now David was crying out to God.
现在大卫也在向神来哭求。
So Psalm 16 tells us that our fellowship to God often begins with a crying out to God.
所以诗篇十六篇这里讲到说，我们跟神的交通是从跟神哭求 来开始的。
Not in terms of a volume, but in terms of the urgent needs within us.
不是因着声音大的，而是说在我们里面那个急切的需要。
If we don't have a urgent needs of crying out to God, actually we don't know the word of prayer.
如果我们在我们里面没有一个迫切的要求的话，我们不知道祷告是什么。
David now wasn't in a comfortable situation.
大卫那个环境里面非常的不容易。
Surrounded by his adoring family with the banquet set before him. Surrounded by his adoring family.
哦，他是被他周围的他的家人所环绕。
No, it wasn't.In fact, he was going through one of the most uncertain and turbulent times in his life.
Oh, 他所经过的这个时候是他最混乱、最艰难的时刻。
Because he was haunted by King Saul.
因为他是被大卫扫罗王所追杀。
His predecessor.
他是他的前任。
Just because once in 1 Samuel 18:7.
就是因为在撒母耳记上那里讲过一句话。
When David returned from the battlefield against the Philistines,
当大卫从击杀非利士人回来的时候
，the women in Israel they gathered singing and dancing.
那个以色列的众妇女就跳舞唱歌说。
And they said, Saul has slain his thousands, but David has 10,000.
扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Since then, David's life was under threat.
自从那一刻起，大卫的生活就在威胁里面。
Because Saul wanted so much to kill his competitor.
因为从那个时候，扫罗就非常想要杀死这个跟他的竞争者。
And even his own people betrayed David.
甚至他自己的人都背叛了他。
And they made a report to King Saul.
他们就跟向扫罗王报命。
A soft report behind the curtain.
在这个帐篷后面的报告扫罗王。
Saying that David is here, come and get him.
说扫罗在这里大卫在这里来捉拿他。
That kind of a pressure often made David to return to God.
在这样的压力之下，大卫不得不一次次回到神的面前。
And cry out to him.
向神来哭求。
Because he cannot help his situation.
因为他在这个情况下他无能为力。
Like verse 1, David was crying out to God, Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust.
就像这第一句话里面所讲的，神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
Brothers and sisters, this reminds us one thing.
这件事情就提醒我们一件事情。
If we want to learn how to pray to God,
如果我们想要学习如何祷告的话，
we probably should start from the experience that urges us to cry out to God.
也许我们要从我们的经历里面来逼着我们向神祷告开始。
You know, we are all common men and women.
你知道我们都是非常普通的人。
We're all men and women like David.
我们都跟大卫都是一样的男人女人。
We don't know and we don't even have the need to cry out to God.
我们不知道也没有这个向神哭求的这个需要。
Because everything comes to us, we want to meet them with our own ability, our own might, our own force, and our own knowledge.
发生在我们身上的事情，我们总是想靠着我们自己的知识、能力和力量来应对。
If we can manage it by ourselves, we never cry out to God.
如果我们自己能够应付的话，我们不需要跟神祷告。
But God had arranged in His full wisdom and grace.
但是在他丰满的智慧和恩典里面，
to bring David into a painful experience.
就把大卫带到这个痛苦的环境里面，
a helpless situation.
在一个无助的情况里，
so that he had no choice but to open his voice crying out to God.
他就没有办法，大卫只好向神来哭求，
saying that you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup.Please, O Lord, come to me and maintain my lot, for I have no clue how to do it.
他就说耶和华，你是我的产业，是我杯中的份。我所得，你为我持守，你来帮助我。
But even though that was a crying out type of a prayer,
虽然这是一个向神求助呼求的祷告，
It wasn't a prayer of SOS like a sinking ship Titanic sending out distress signals to other ship nearby for help.
但是这不是一个那个遭难的船只向周围的船只发出那个求救的信号。
David's prayer in Psalm 16 was full of rejoice in the midst of despair.
但是诗篇十六篇是大卫在遭遇患难绝望的时候的充满了喜乐的一个诗歌。
This is very important because he knew that God is always in control.
这是非常重要的，因为他知道神永远都在掌控之中。
For whatever he had been going through.
不管他经历什么。
So he said in verse 9 that my heart is glad and my glory rejoices.And my flesh also will rest in hope.
所以在诗篇十六这个十六章第九节里面讲到说，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
Because David saw God's hand covering over him, even though he was walking through the valley of the death, a valley of the shadow of death.
大卫看到神的手在遮盖他，虽然他经过死荫的幽谷。
Brothers and sisters, David had endured over the years of the hurdles he had to face in his life.
大卫经历了多年的在他生命里的这些障碍。
Not because his extraordinary ability.
不是因着他的超然的能力。
Because he knew with a full confidence that his life was in God's hand.
因为他有充足的把握，知道说他的生命是在神的手中。
And whatever comes to him.
不管他经历什么。
God was always in control.
是神在掌管之中。
Man could make mistakes.
人可以犯错误。
But God never failed.
但是神从来不失败。
And this was the solid foundation that David could have his life, his hope, and his faith rested on perfectly.
这就是大卫的信心，他的盼望，所建立的磐石之上。
You know, when I reading through the book of Job,
在我读约伯记的时候
，Great story, isn't it?
是个非常好的故事。
But one phrase.Often bothers me.
但有一句话经常是非常搅扰我。
In Job 42 verse 5.
在约伯记四十二章第五节那里。
Job said to God.
约伯就跟神说。
I have heard of you by the hearing of the ears.
我是从前风闻有你。
But now my eye sees you.
但现在我亲眼见你。
But dear brothers and sisters, there's no place in this book ever tells us that Job got to see God face to face.
但这本书里从来没有讲过说约伯亲眼看见什么。
Plus, in John 4:24, our Lord Jesus says that God is spirit.
但是在约翰福音四章二十四节呢，也讲说神是灵。
How can we see the Lord of Spirit?With our physical eyes.
所以我们怎么能够凭着我们的肉眼看见这个万灵的神？
It's impossible, isn't it?
这是不可能的一件事情。
But why did Job say so?
那为什么约伯这样说呢？
Brothers and sisters, throughout his experience.
这是借着我们的经历。
Throughout his painful experience,
借着我们这个痛苦的经历
Job's eye was widely opened from inside out.
约伯的眼睛是从里到外的完全的打开了
That God was in every corner of his life.
神是在他生活的每一个角落里
Every moment of his life.
在他生活的每一个时刻里
Every footprint of his life, God is there.
在他走过的每一个脚印里，神都在那里。
Every small letter of his conversation, either to others or to himself, he saw that God was there.
在他自己或者跟别人交谈里面，他也看到神在哪里。
He saw God's presence in his life.
他在他生活里面看见了神的存在。
So that's why he said that, but now my eye sees you.
所以他能够说我现在亲眼见你。
So right after David cried out to God.
所以在大卫跟神哭求之后。
He was saying to God that my goodness is nothing apart from you.
所以他能够跟神说我的好处不在你以外。
He might be hiding in the deep, the bottom of the cave in the wilderness.
也许他在旷野里面藏在一个洞穴的最底层。
And this time he was saying this prayer to God.
在那个时候他跟神祷告。
But when he said this prayer to God, Saul was just a few steps away from him.
在他说这个祷告的时候，扫罗王离他其实并不远。
The Bible didn't say that, but I just guessed it. Yeah.
圣经没有这样讲，这是我猜的。
In 1 Samuel 24:3,
在撒母耳记上二十四章第三节那里。
It says that Saul was getting bathroom before David.
扫罗在。
Saul was getting to the bathroom.
扫罗在那里上厕所。
Before David, David was behind him.
对，扫罗就在大卫的眼前，在那里上厕所。
So David could hear him.
大卫是可以听得见他的。
David could smell him.
大卫当然也可以闻得到。
Dear brothers and sisters, where was God at this filthy moment?
那神就在那个肮脏的那个时刻。
Somebody may talk to David, like if you want to look for God's presence, you should go to the holy city of Jerusalem.
有人也许跟大卫说，如果你要寻找神的同在，你要到耶路撒冷去，那个圣洁的地方。
But definitely not here.
绝对不在这里。
This stinky place of a bathroom.
在这个非常臭的这个厕所里。
But my dear young people, they're wrong.
但是年轻人，神在那里。
God is always here and always in control through our experiences, no matter where we are and whatever we have.
神总是在那里掌管我们的生活，不论我们在哪里。
This is what we have learned from David's prayer in Psalm 16.
这是我们从诗篇十六篇里大卫的祷告里所学到的。
You know, one of my favorite songs in church hymn book is number 450, El Shaddai.
我最喜欢的这个教会诗歌本里的诗歌是诗歌四百五十首以利沙代。
Which means God of all sufficiency.
是说是神是全有全足全丰的神。
In third stanza.
在那个第三节里面
It says that for me, thy trusting one, my God, I dare once more to fly myself up on your breast.
第三节那里面他在这里讲到说我敢再投入到你的胸膛里面
4 years ago, my wife,My daughter and I was riding on our Toyota Camry together on our way to Dumbo for the Sunday meeting.
四年前，我和我的妻子、我的女儿在来教会的路上，我开着我们的 Toyota 车。
Our car was hit by another car on Highway 59 and Chimney Rock.
在五十九上，我们的车子被另外一辆车子撞了。
The car was totally, totally out of our control and spinning around from one side to the other side and back to one side and back to the other side.
我们的车子就在车上高速上失控了之后从这边的墙撞到那边的墙又再撞回来然后再撞回去。
You can't just pedal gas or brake, and the car was just totally out of my control.
那个时候不能踩刹车，不能踩油门，那个车子就完全失控了。
But the Lord was still in control.
但是我们的神还在掌控之中。
That's why Lillian and I, we could be here with you today.
这就是为什么我和莉莉安今天还能够在这里。
About 2 months later.
两个月之后。
I was sent to hospital ER because of the brain bleeding caused by the accident.
但两个月之后，我又被送到了急诊，因为因着车祸，我的头部出血。
And they told us that they had to do the brain surgery right on the second day.
他们就跟我说，第二天我需要做手术。
At 5:50 in the morning.
在早上五点五十的时候。
The anesthesiologist.And they gave me a shot.
那个麻醉师就给了我一针。
So I passed out in a minute.
我所以一分钟之后我就昏过去了。
It was totally out of my control.
就我就一点我没有任何的办法来控制这件事情。
It was out of a physician's control too.
在其实也不在医生的掌控之中。
Because just right before the surgery, I have to sign.Stack of consensus form of liability.
在手术之前，我需要签了一大堆的文件。
The surgical doctor said, you know, I have no guarantee if I open your head and can put it back.
这个手术医生说我不能够保证，在我把你的头颅打开之后，还能够再合上去。
And they wanted my wife to sign it.
他希望我的妻子也来签这个文件。
I saw her hand was shaking.
我看见她的手在那里发抖。
I said, "Mom, don't worry, I sign it."
所以我说你不要担心，我来签这个字。
It was out of my control.
这件事情是完全不在我的掌控之中。
But dear brothers and sisters, the Lord was still in control.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们的神还在那里掌控着。
If you are asking me now that if I dare once again to fly myself upon his breast,
如果你问我是不是能够再次有把握的回到神的怀抱里，
I would say sure I do because he's never failed me.
我说我会的，因为他从来没有让我失望过。
My dear young people,
年轻人呢？
Do you dare to fly yourself upon his breast for your education?
你敢不敢把你的教育投靠在神的怀抱中？
And my dear parents, do you dare once more to fly yourself upon his breast for your kids?
父母，你敢不敢为了你的孩子再回到神的怀抱中，相信他？
He may not give us exactly as we have asked for.
也许他不会照着我们所要的来给我们。
But the truth is, he's always there, always in control.
但是这个真理就是他始终在那里，他永远都在掌控之中。
The other one of my favorite songs from the church hymn book is number 471.
另外一首诗歌是471首。
All the way my Savior leads me.
一路我的救主引领我。
Our dear sister Fanny Crosby sings that for I know whatever befalls me, Jesus does all things well.
因为 Fanny Crosby 姊妹说，不管什么何事临到我，都知道有主的美意。
You know, sometimes when I was driving on the street,
有的时候我在街上开车的时候
I just don't learn from my bad examples.
你不要跟我的坏的这个例子来学。
I'm a bad driver.
我这个开车的习惯不好。
I often pay attention on the bumper stickers, not on the car on the road.
我经常就是只注意到那个车子上的那个标签，却不注意到路况。
The bumper stickers people put they had put on their rear bumper.
在那个后车的那个上面贴的那些话
，One says like this，
有一个是这样写的
，God is my co-pilot，
神是我的副驾驶。
I know that it was from a 1945 old movie，
是从1945年的一个旧的电影来的。
But I still think that sounds awful, very wrong.
我是觉得那首歌实在很糟糕，是错的。
My dear young people, God is the pilot of my plane.
年轻人，神是这个驾驶。
And he takes full control of my plane of life.
他对我的生活有绝对的掌管。
I have no co-pilot but he in my plane, and that's enough.
他是我的那个唯一的驾驶员，他有绝对的掌管。
God is always in control through our life experiences.
神在我们生活的经历里面有绝对的主权。
This is the first lesson that we have learned from David's prayer in Psalm 16.
这是我们在诗篇16篇里面所学到的第一个功课。
Second, God always has a purpose through our experiences.
在我们的经历里面，神总是有一个目的。
No matter of positive or negative.
不管是正面的还是负面的。
Let's take a look at the very beginning of Psalm 16.
我们看看这个16篇的一开始。
That in your Bible, it may be a line of small letters or something. It says here that a miktam of David.
那里应该有个小字写的是大卫的金诗。
That word miktam is really important for us to understand the rest of David's prayer.
这个字金诗这个字对于我们理解这首诗歌有非常重要的意义。
In original language, it refers to the process in old days of a gold refinery.
在原文里面它指的是那个来炼金的一个过程。
Usually when the stones were collected in the gold mining field.
在那个炼金矿里面收集到那些金的石头的时候
，they often send them right next to the gold refiners.
他们就把它放到那个炼金炉里。
Because without gold refiners, gold has just stone and sand.
如果不炼这个金的话，那个金子不过就是一堆石头。
You can't have any investment in stone or sand.
你不可能把投资到那些石头里。
Nobody will buy them.
没有人会要去买。
So the gold refiners would put whatever the stones or gold particles into a high temperature furnace.
所以他们就要把这个石头或者一些颗粒放到那个很高温度的炉子里。
In and out for many times.
进进出出很多次。
The gold refiner, he would increase the furnace temperature.
炼金的人也会把这个温度提高。
Adding other precious metals.
再加上一些其他的宝贵的金子物质金属。
And the strong chemicals like acid or chloride.
再加一些化学物质像酸或者是氯。
In order to get the stone melted.
让这个石头能够化了。
And to remove all the impurities from inside out.
就把里面那些不洁净的东西能够炼出来。
Then it will come 24K pure gold.
然后就能够炼出那个纯金的金子来。
Sometimes the refiners seem to have the gold ready.
有的时候好像这个金子已经预备好了。
But they would put it back into the furnace again.
然后他们把它再放回到那个炉子里。
And even at the more high temperature.
然后再加更高的温度。
Knowing that there was still a little impurity in the middle of the gold particles.
如果他们知道那里边还有不纯的地方。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is exactly meaningfulness of the word miktam.
这就是这个金的这个意思。
It was also the word used when a jeweler in old days, and he wanted to cut or edge the precious stone.
那个珠宝商也用这个过程，或者来切割那个宝石的宝贵的金宝贵的石头。
He would have to use the sharp tools working on the precious stone in order to make it a good looking shape that he wanted.
他需要用一些非常锐利的工具来让这个石头能够变得好看。
So that in David's time, if you took something precious, either gold or precious stone from mining field to a fine jeweler,
所以在大卫的时候，如果你拿了一些金子或者一些宝贵的石头到那个炼金的地方去，
probably the very first word he would say to you is miktam.
这他要跟你讲的第一个字应该是炼金的意思。
Means to break it.
意思是说要把它掰碎。
To melt it.
要把它化能化掉。
To bend it and burn it for purification.
要把它弯过来，然后要把它燃烧。
It was the purpose that God put these unpleasant experiences into David's life.
这是神要在这个过程当中要来炼金。
So David wanted to use this word of a miktam to form his prayer.
所以大卫要用这个字来形成他的祷告。
For he understood.
因为他明白。
He understood that God was not only in control.
他明白说不光神在那里有完全的主权。
But also wanted so much to bend him.
也是想要来改变他。
To melt him and to make him pure.
来融化他使他能够纯净。
So this ordinary man on earth can live out the reflection of the heavenly glory.
这个在地上的一个普通的人能够显出天上的荣耀来。
You know, David used to be a shepherd boy.
你知道大卫过去只是一个牧羊人。
When he took care of his father's flocks on the field.
当他照顾他父亲的羊的时候。
He could sing his praise that the Lord is my shepherd.
他可以唱歌说耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my God of protection and provision. How beautiful it was.
神是我的供应者，何等的美妙。
Also in John 10:11,
在约翰福音十章十一节那里，
Our Lord Jesus says that I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
主耶稣在那里说我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
So brothers and sisters, on one hand, it is true that by grace God has called us his children.
是的，弟兄姊妹，另一方面，神借着恩典来呼召我们成为他的儿女。
Paul in Ephesians 2:8 reminds us that you are saved by grace and through faith.
保罗在以弗所书二章八节那里提醒我们说，你们得救是本乎恩典，因着信。
And of course, he wants to keep us in his grace and goodness.
他希望能够在这里，在恩典里面来保守我们。
Whenever we cry out to him, and he will answer our prayers.
每次向我们向他呼求的时候，他会答应我们的祷告。
Because he is God of grace, God of goodness.
他是那个良善的，有恩典的神。
We can't measure in how big, how huge God's goodness is.
我们没有办法来衡量神的良善有多么的大。
But dear brothers and sisters, on the other hand.
但是弟兄姊妹，另一方面
，In the book of Malachi，
在马拉基书那里
，Chapter 3 and verse 3，
第三章第三节那里
，It says that God was set as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver.
他必坐下如炼净银子的，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样。
Because he has a purpose according to his purpose, which is that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness.
因为他有个目的，他的目的就要让他们能够向神献上公义的祭。
Oftentimes we think we bring our offering to the Lord and he has to take it.
比如说我们觉得说我们向神献祭，神应该接受。
But don't forget our Lord God of grace is also the God of righteousness.
但是不要忘记这个恩典的神也是公义的神。
He wants us to bring our offerings to him in righteousness.
他要让我们献上这个公义的祭。
And also in John 15:2.
在约翰福音十五章第二节那里
，Our Lord Jesus says that God will prune the branches that they may bear more fruits.
神是要来那个修剪那个枝子，使它结果子更多。
So dear brothers and sisters, the word miktam or refinery in modern language is necessary for all of us if we want to follow the Lord.And live out our lives for Him.
如果这个炼金在今天对我们是非常重要的，如果我们想要活出他的生命。
David had known enough about God's grace and mercy since his childhood.
大卫在他儿时的时候，他就知道神的恩典。
Many told us that Psalm 23 was written by David when he was a very little boy.
大卫很多人跟我们说诗篇二十三篇是大卫在很小的时候写的。
So we all remember the wonderful line in David's Psalm 23 that surely goodness and the mercy of God will follow me all the days of my life.
我们都知道说在诗篇二十三篇里面大卫写到说一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
But now this little shepherd boy
现在这个牧羊童
was about to set his foot to the kingship over Israel according to God's purpose.
照着神的旨意，他要成为这个坐在宝座上牧养以色列人的王。
So David knew that the Lord of a shepherd was also the Lord of refiner.
所以大卫知道说这个牧养以色列的神也是那个炼金的神。
He wanted to make David a king according to God's standards, but not to his standard.
他想大卫成为那个王是照着他的标准，不是照着大卫的标准。
For that purpose, his life had to be flipped over.
为了那个目的，他的生活需要被翻转过来。
He got to run like a most wanted criminal.
他要逃跑，就像那个罪犯一样。
From one place to another in the wilderness.
在旷野里面从这个地方跑到那个地方
not for one day or for one month dear brothers and sisters
那不是一天或者一个月
but for 10 years
而是十年的时间
to David his life was not the alternation of a good luck or bad luck out of nowhere
他对大卫来说他的生活不是什么好运气坏运气
but fell but fell upon him according to a specific purpose.
而是临到他身上是照了那一个目的。
Well, my dear young people, you can say that I'm not David.
也年轻人，你可以说我不是大卫。
But you can't deny one simple truth that your life, my life, and all our lives on this earth to live as God's children has a clear purpose from above.
但是对于你对于我来说有一件事情我不能够否认就是我们在地上的生活有一个从天上来的目的。
You know, for this purpose, Moses was once driven out of the Egyptian palace.
为了这个目的摩西被从埃及的皇宫里被赶逐出去。
Fled to the wilderness of Midian.
逃到米甸的旷野里去。
To be a shepherd for 80 years.
成为牧羊人做了40年。
And for this purpose, Joseph had to be persecuted by his own brothers.
为了这个目的约瑟被他的自己的兄弟所逼迫。
You know, when I read through the first book of the Bible,
当我读这个圣经里面第一本书的时候
I was shocked. Wow, what purpose just like this?
我很惊讶说这些事情有什么目的呢
The persecuted his own brother.
被他自己的兄弟所逼迫
He was sold to the land of Egypt as a cheap slave through his brother's hands.
他被他的兄弟卖到埃及做奴隶。
He had to endure over the years and hurdles that he had to face there.
他要经历多年的困苦。
Even to the point of a Pharaoh's prisoner.
甚至进到了法老的监狱里去。
So now David had to run his life like a dead dog and flee.
现在大卫要像死狗像跳蚤一样 来逃命
Like once he described himself in 1 Samuel 24:14
就像那个在撒母耳记上24章14节呢他自己描述他自己
Not because he had bad luck
不是因为他是有什么坏运气
Not because he had done something bad
也不是他做了什么错事情
Or he had a low ability low ability
也不是因为他的能力非常的差
because God has a purpose for him
因为神在他身上有一个目的
which would make him the king of Israel from a shepherd boy for his father's flocks
是让他把他从一个牧羊童带到以色列的王的地步
there were a lot of things inside of this shepherd boy
在这个牧羊童里面有很多的事情
whichwould eventually block his way to be the king according to God's standard.
照着神的标准有一天会拦阻他成为这个以色列的王。
So now God has to use the word of the process of Miktam and the 10 years of hardship to get him melted and bend him over.
所以神就要用这十年的时间来使他融化能使他弯过来。
My dear young people, only...The refiner knows the process of extraction of the pure gold.
只有炼金的人才知道这个提炼这个纯金的过程。
Only him knows where the impurities stay.
只有他知道那里边的不纯的地方在哪里。
Even though sometimes they are so tiny and they kind of hide themselves in the deepest secret place in us.
有的时候甚至是看不见藏在我们里面最深的地方
We didn't even know
我们都不知道
We can say I love Jesus
我们可以说我不是主耶稣
Once I heard a little brother say to me
有一次我听到一个年轻的弟兄跟我说
I love Jesus
我又不是主耶稣
I love Jesus
我爱主耶稣
I could die for him
我可以为他而死
I would want him just to send me to Tibet tomorrow.
我希望他把我派到西藏去，明天就去。
If he sent me to Tibet or Xinjiang, tomorrow, and I won't wait until the day after tomorrow.
如果他明天就把我送到新疆，我不会等到后天。
We think we're so great.
我们都觉得我们自己很了不起。
We don't understand ourselves.
我们真的不认识我们自己。
But he knows.
但是他知道。
He won't stop until the accomplishment of his work.
他要完成他自己的工作。
And for this purpose,
为了这一个目的。
Dear brothers and sisters, for this purpose, he will allow bad things, hardships, unreasonable experiences, you name it, come to our daily life.
他会让一些不好的事情，甚至是不合理的事情发生在我们身上，就为了这一个目的。
You know, many times we ask ourselves questions like, you know, why this, why that?
很多时候我们问这个为什么会这样，为什么会那样？
Why me, not him?
为什么是我，不是他？
All these questions, dear brothers and sisters, do have an answer.
所有这些问题，弟兄姊妹们都有一个答案。
Once a sister asked me why question.
有一次，一个姊妹问我这些个为什么的问题。
And she asked me the question, she said, why should I, you know, experience this kind of a hardship?
她就问我为什么要经历这么多难处。
And she said, you don't have to answer me because there's no answer.
她说你不需要回答我，因为这里没有答案。
I said, for what purpose do you ask me?
我问她，你为了什么目的来问我？
Dear brothers and sisters, all our questions do have an answer.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有的问题都有一个答案。
A single answer.
一个答案。
Because God has a purpose on you and on me.
因为神在你的身上，在我身上都有一个目的。
You know, since the last 4 or 5 years, we have met many cancer patients and their family members in MD Anderson.
过去的四五年里，我们在这里遇到了很多得癌症的病人和他们的家人。
Some of them became believers of Jesus right here in this assembly.
其中的一些人在这个聚会里面成为神的儿女。
They have experienced the great hardship in their life more than I do.
他们在他们的生命里面经历了真的很大的难处，超过我所经历的。
But God has a purpose beyond their circumstance.
但神的目的超过了他们的环境。
Which is to get to know Him.
就是说来认识神。
You know what is the best part of their baptismal testimonies and that they give here, and which always touched my heart.
他们见证当中最好的那一部分，也就是摸到我的那一部分。
It is when they say that I get to know Jesus through my suffering.
就是说他借着他的难处，他认识了神。
My dear brothers and sisters, God always has a purpose through our life experiences.
弟兄姊妹，神在我们的生活的经历里面总是有一个目的。
Every experience.
每一个经历。
To get to know Him, to worship Him, to follow Him, and to serve Him according to His standard.
是来认识他，来服侍他，来跟随他。
Third, God wants to show His way through our experiences.
第三点，神要借着我们的经历来显示他的道路。
Let's take a look at verse 7.
我们来看看第七节。
It says that I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons.
我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。
The word give counsel means to give the direction.
在那里头指教是说指引我方向。
It is very close to what David says in verse 11 that God will show me the path of life.
跟那个十一节非常的相近，就是他要把他生命的道路来指示我。
David was going through one of his hard times.
大卫在经历一个困难的时候。
Like he said here that he was in his night seasons.
是说他在夜间的时候。
So he needed the direction to show him the way in the midst of the darkness.
所以在黑暗当中，他需要有一个方向。
My family moved to Houston from Colorado in 2009.
我的家是在2009年的时候从科罗拉多搬到休斯顿。
A brother from Dallas volunteered himself to drive a U-Haul for us.
一个在达拉斯的弟兄，主动来帮我们开这个搬家的车子。
It was very nice to our family.
对我们真的是很大的帮助。
But he said, I would take care of driving, but Tony, you have to look at the map and give the direction.
他说我来负责开车，你看地图来给我指引方向。
I said, piece of a cake.
那我说这太容易了。
you know, look at the map and give you direction, turn left and turn right. I can't do it.
我说这个真是向左向右看地图，这太容易了。
So when we were about to drive into the state of Texas,
当我们快要进到德州的德州州界的时候，
it was very dark in the middle of night.
是已经是半夜的时候，非常黑了。
And I was sleepy, so sleepy.
我是真的是非常的困。
And confused by the map.
我被那个地图所混淆。
You know, at that time we still use the paper maps. You have to, you know, to make it a big map. And since the Google map wasn't so popular at that time.
那个时候我们还用那个纸的地图，那个时候还没有 Google map. 地图。
So I look at the map and I was confused.
我看那个图的时候，我真的是很糊涂。
So I gave a wrong direction.
所以我就给了一个错误的方向。
To the opposite way back to where we came from.
我们就照着原路返回。
So you see, dear brothers and sisters, directions matters.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个方向真的很重要。
Every morning when we open the Bible.
每天早上当我们打开圣经的时候，
It is the moment that God gives us the reason to wake up.
这是神把我们唤醒的一个原因。
Because he wants to show us the way, to show us the direction for the day according to his purpose.
因为他要照着他的目的，在那天早上给我们方向。
He wants to speak into our life for right path.
他希望能够让我们走那个正确的道路。
Do you have experience that if you want to do one thing, you may face like a three or four paths?
你没有经过这样的事情，就是你要做一个决定，但是你有三四条的道路可选。
And one brother and he wanted to find a job.
一个弟兄他要找一个工作。
And he said, if the Lord bless me, I can find a job and I will go.
如果神祝福我找到工作，我就去。
But the Lord did bless him.
神也的确祝福他。
And he got five offers.
他拿到五个工作。
And he asked me which one I should go.
他就问我说我应该选哪一个。
I said, don't ask me, ask the Lord.
我说你不要问我，你问主。
So he said like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 3, 4, 2, 1.
所以他就数一二三四五四三二一。
It may be not the path we want to go.
也许这不是我们想走的路。
But God wants to speak into our life for the right path.
但是神要向我们说话，让我们选那个正确的路。
The path to righteousness and eternal life.
那个通向永生和公义的道路。
I have a feeling that we often take an advantage of having His words on our hand whenever we need.
我觉得有的时候我们好像说是
We take the advantage of having His word on our hands and whenever we need, we just open the Bible.
有的时候每当我们需要的时候，我们就把神的话打开来。
So my dear young people, don't waste your morning devotion time.
所以年轻人不要浪费你早上读经的时间。
Maybe you would say, I only have a 3 or 5 minutes for 3 or 5 lines.Read on the Bible.
也许你觉得说我只有三五分钟，只能读三五句话。
It's okay. Just keep on doing that, and you will get great benefit from it.
这是可以的。你只要继续坚持下去，你会受益匪浅。
Let's take a look at the second part of verse 7.
我们看看这个第七节的第二下半部分。
David says that my heart also instructs me in the night seasons.
大卫在这里说，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。
So we know that David here didn't talk about the physical night, but his days that were under the shadow of darkness.
他这里讲的不是那个实际的晚上，而是说他在死荫幽谷里面。
Personally, I think that he was also pointing to his nature.
我觉得个人觉得说他也是指着他的天性。
The dark things inside of him.
在他里面那些黑暗的地方。
I like Chinese translation better of the word instruct.
我喜欢这个中文的翻译，就是指教。
Which means to warn, to correct when things go wrong.
那个旨意就是当时的警戒和矫正当事情错的时候。
You know, David truly was a brave and a godly man. No question.
没有任何疑义的，大卫是一个勇敢的，而且是一个敬畏神的人。
But you know what? And sometimes he seemed so impulsive.
但有的时候他也的确是非常的冲动。
Like you and I.
就跟你和我一样。
He physically fled away from King Saul.
他是从扫罗王面前逃跑。
But the character of Saul was really inside of him.
但是扫罗王的那些特点在他里面也有。
Saul was a person often driven by flesh and emotion.
扫罗经常被他的血气所驱赶。
But David was too.
对，大卫也是一样。
In 1 Samuel 25.
在撒母耳记上二十五章那里
，When David was challenged by a foolish man named Nabal，
当大卫被一个叫拿巴的人所挑战的时候
，He was so angry about his embarrassment。
他是被他所受的屈辱是这样子的生气。
So he said to his warriors that every man gird on his sword。
他就跟他的跟随的人说，每个人都带上刀剑。
And I want to get this fool killed。
我要把这个人杀掉。
My dear brothers and sisters, this wasn't the king according to God's standard.
这不是那个叫的神的标准的王的样子。
But the king of flesh.
这是那个充满血气的那个王的样子。
Because David allowed the anger arises in his heart and takes control on him.
大卫就允许他里面的那个血气上来，来控制了他。
On one hand, David could have let Saul go and not kill him.
一方面，大卫可以让扫罗走开，没有杀死他。
But on the other hand, he would let Nabal go and wanted to kill him.
另一方面，他却不放过拿巴，要杀死他。
Do you see it, brothers and sisters? This was one of David's dark seasons, as he described here.
这是大卫所描述在他里面那个黑暗的光景。
However, when David and his warriors arrived at Nabal's territory,
当大卫和他的那个手下的人到了拿巴的地界的时候
，God sent a woman called Abigail, Nabal's wife.
神就差遣了那个拿巴的妻子亚比该。
Came to David and she said to David that the Lord has appointed you ruler over Israel.
他就跟大卫说，神立你做以色列的王。
You are different from Saul.
你跟扫罗不一样。
Saul appointed himself.
扫罗是自己立的王。
You are appointed by God.
你是神所立的王。
If you appointed by yourself and you sure you have to follow yourself.
如果你是自己立的，你当然要跟随你自己。
If God appointed you to be the ruler over Israel, you have to follow God's standard.
如果是神立你做以色列的王，那你要跟着神的标准。
That's the meaning. Abigail just warned David.
这是亚比该所警戒大卫的。
The Lord has appointed you ruler over Israel.
是主立你做以色列的王。
If you have shed the blood without a cause.
如果你是无故流无辜人的血，你是无故流人的血。
Or seek revenge just because of the power in your hand.
或者是因着你手的能力来报仇的话。
Then your kingship will be miserable.
那你的王位就会非常的痛苦。
So we thank God that David was corrected.
我们感谢神，大卫被矫正了。
So he said to Abigail, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel who sent you to meet me."
所以大卫就说，我们感谢以色列的神，他差遣你来到我这里。
My dear brothers and sisters, our Lord wants so much to show us the right way when we are stuck in our night seasons.
我们当我们在夜间的时候，神是这样子要盼望来启示我们这个正确的路。
Sometimes He speaks directly through His Word when we open the Bible.
有的时候他借着我们读经的时候直接向我们说话。
And sometimes he speaks through the fellowship among God's children.
有的时候是借着我们儿女之间的交通。
In the past, in a rural church in China.
在过去一个中国农村的这教会里面。
Three sisters came from church to visit a church family.
有三个姊妹到一个家里面来拜访他们。
Because they had kept themselves away from the church gatherings for various reasons.
因为这个家因为各种各样的原因不愿意到教会里来。
You know that in the old time, people often used a charcoal brazier in winter time to keep warm.
你知道过去的时候有那个木炭的火盆子来取暖。
So one of the three sisters didn't say a word.
其中一个姊妹一句话都没有讲。
But she picked a few pieces of burning charcoal from the brazier.
她就从那个火炉里面取出几个燃烧的那个木炭。
And lay them one by one on the ground.
她就把它一个个的放在地上。
How many family members in this family, and you can count how many burning charcoals on the ground.
这个家里面有几个人呢，就放了几个木炭在地上。
So finally, the three sisters took their leave.
最后呢，几个姊妹就走了。
The family saw that the charcoals on the ground had long been died.
那个家里的人看到那个木炭在地上都已经灭了。
But the charcoals in the brazier still keep burning.
但是在那个火炉里的木炭还在完全的燃烧着。
The family immediately learned the spiritual lesson.
这个家人就学到了一个属灵的功课。
And they returned to the body of Christ.
他们就回到了那个基督的身体里面。
We've learned from David's prayer in Psalm 16 that God is always in control through our life experience.
我们在诗篇十六篇里学到说，主在我们的环境生活里面总是在掌权。
No matter what happens to us.
无论发生什么事情
He's always on our side.
他总是在我们的这一边。
God always has a purpose through our experiences.
神在我们的经历里面也总是有一个目的。
Sometimes we are tempted to flee away from the painfulness and the stress.
有的时候我们真的非常想要从那个痛苦的经历里面离开，跑开来。
But we got to understand it's a process of a miktam, of a refinery on God's hand.
但是我们必须要知道说这是神炼金的一个过程。
For the purpose of a purification to our soul.
是为了让我们的灵魂里面能够炼净。
So Paul says in Romans 5 that even the tribulation can produce many spiritual characters in us.
所以保罗在罗马书第五章里也讲到说，这些患难能够生出很多的属灵的特点来。
And we've learned that God always wants to show His path through our experiences.
我们也学到说，借着我们的经历，神要指示我们的道路。
In other words, God doesn't want to play a peek-a-boo game with us.
换句话说，神不是要跟我们做一个捉迷藏的故事。
He threw us in the middle of nowhere.
他把我们弄到一个没有人烟的地方。
Saying that you guys, you are on your own.
你们自己去自生自灭吧。
You know, when the time is over, I will come back to pick you up.
到了时候是我来把你们接走。
No, dear brothers and sisters, He won't leave us nor forsake us because He is our Lord of counseling and instruction.
但是弟兄姊妹不会的，他不会撇下我们，也不会丢弃我们，因为他是我们的，他是我们的主，他必指教我们。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we commit Your word unto Your hand.
主，我们把这些话语交在你的手里。
May your word stays in us.
愿你的话留在我们的心里面。
And give us the power of life that can support us and to go after you.
给我们生命的力量，使我们来经过每一天的生活。
Lord, we thank you for this moment.
主，我们为这个时刻感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.